ago, my husband took a shower. He took a shower and a bone broke in his neck. He became a disabled 42-year-old man. 42, with grandchildren and all.
And then you got Keegan?
And then 8 years ago, actually 7.5 years, what happened over here, Jess? 7.5 years ago, some little boy by the name of Keegan came in our life high on crack. 6 months old, high on crack. His parents chose crack over him. His mother left him in a crack house for a crack rock. They crystallized his lungs. So my life as a 55-year-old woman changed because the hurt that the drugs cause these dang little children. These little children that are drug babies and drug-infected parents have the most love that anybody can ever experience from a child. You could feel their heart beating on your chest when they just hug you, because that's how much love these children have. They just don't understand why their parents chose drugs.
And Keegan still wants to be around his parents.
Oh, Keegan would die to live with Rusty, or have Rusty, that's his dad, live with him, to be able to live with his daddy. Because see, his daddy's always been in the picture, unless he was high on drugs and it was not allowed. But to this day, Keegan would give up everything in this world to have his dad. Just to have his dad. To have his dad's love. He used to call him dad, but now it's my daddy. My daddy loves me so much, Grandma. But in all reality, his daddy loves drugs.
It's remarable that his...
It makes you sick.
That feeling towards his parents isn't tarnished at all.
No, because in the long run, he should be mad. He should be hurt, he should be angry, and he should cuss and stomp. But instead, he's okay because he just wants his daddy to love him. He just wants everybody to love him because he don't think nobody loves him because his mom and dad gave him away for drugs. Until people realize what these children have to offer and what a grandparent has to do and give up for this child, they don't know. The love that these grandparents have and these little kids. It's hard. Every day I work a full-time job, you know that. And work overtime, and I come home to a sick husband and a little boy that says, Grandma just hugged me today. And when I go and stop and see his dad, he's on drugs, you know. So until the world knows and these people know that judge people, that they blame the parents for the drugs, no, my children was never raised around drugs.
Yeah.
And I've got a straight, pure, deep drug addict